Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-V-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. But I'm just one of your hosts. I can't do it alone. My name is Brandon. Clinton, how you doing, man?
Great, man. How are you, bruh?
Oh, God, it's getting worse. Emmy, how are you?
I'm feeling a little daredevil-y.
Or devilish.
Low-hanging fruit.
Oh, you know what is a good Halloween idea? If you're like at a party and you're like, hey, I brought daredeviled eggs. Tell me that's not genius. Okay.
Why whatever. Does it have to be a Halloween party?
Costume.
The eggs are dressed up as Daredevil?
That's what I was going for, Emmy.
Okay.
Can you play the cricket soundboard for me?
After the intro's done, yeah.
Those are my crickets, okay? Nobody else can have them.
I think Daredeviled eggs are genius. We're reviewing Daredevil.
You're the first one who's ever said that.
I'm so original.
For like a Marvel party, that would be better. Halloween party?
Why don't you fuck off, Emmy? How about that?
Okay, all right. Goodbye. Big Brother's on anyway.
Guys, we're reviewing Daredevil after so many people have requested us. So many people have requested us. Please, guys, we want you to review Daredevil. Please, if you can, if you got some time, you know, review Daredevil. And here we are. So this is what we're reviewing. I purposely I watched it all in 2 hours, too. I heard it was long. Heard it was on Netflix, and I heard it was really good. And I disagree with all three of those things.
Yeah, I heard there was three seasons, but I think people are confusing it with three chapters of the movie.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, I agree. I was very confused, too, because no one, when recommending Daredevil, said, hey, by the way, Ben Affleck's performance leaves a little bit to be desired. No one... I didn't...
Because I've heard the name Cox, and of course, my ears perk up at that.
Yeah, no Cox.
And though. I didn't see a single Cox.
Well, there was a moment, there was a love scene. Before we spoil too much more into Daredevil, we are reviewing the highly acclaimed 2003 movie, Daredevil, starring Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. This has been requested by our listeners so much. Please review Daredevil, and we have done it. Still don't understand the hype after we've reviewed it, but if you have not watched that 2003 movie, please don't listen any further. We are going to spoil the shit out of it. Okay? Bye. See ya. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Anyway, so they fuck. That's cool. So there's some cocks.
Do they?
Yeah, they straight up fuck by the fire.
I don't remember that part.
I don't remember when they fucked either.
Guys, you need to pay attention to the movie you're watching. You both, I can tell
you. You need to get your mind out of the gutter.
She literally, when they're in the rain, she's like, stay with me. Stay. And then they're fucking by a fire.
That must be the director's cut. Did you see Coolio?
I rented the movie legally for $4.
Oh, you rented the movie?
Oh, yeah. So that's, you got the director's cut. We didn't. There was a whole subplot where they got Coolio off, right? I heard it after I said it. Was that Nars too?
All right.
What?
Anyway, no matter how we watched the movie, we all watched it, apparently. They fucked in my version, but okay.
I didn't see any fucking.
It was literally a fireplace fucking. It was hilarious. Like, they even, like, panned to the fireplace. It felt like The Room, you know? It was just, like, awkward.
I definitely didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that the people who chose Ben Affleck to play Batman watched this first because he felt very Batman-y in this.
Okay. So he had such a bad experience with this film that he swore he would never play a superhero again until they offered him enough money. And he was like, okay.
Know he was the bad experience about the movie?
Pretty much.
No, never mind. Coolio was in our version.
So here's the love scene, like right when it starts, he's like, I want to see you while it rains.
Is that Neo?
I remember that part on the rooftop with the rain.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, it stops right when they kiss. I swear to God they do it.
Brandon,
don't do that shit.
You watched a porn in the middle of it.
Here we go. Found it. It's only 4 seconds. Yeah. I hope they pan to the fire.
Nope.
Swear to God.
They were just kissing, Brandon.
Oh, fuck you both. I hate you guys. Oh, can I still watch it? I've rented it. Can I watch it again? Because I'm going to go straight to
this. This is a lot for a sex scene.
Well, I want to prove a point because you guys are like, yeah, you watched a fucking porno. I mean, maybe
all
I
right,
did.
All right, buddy.
Maybe I did, but I don't know.
Doing good, bud.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. So, yeah, there it is. Straight up. And it's like just...
They're kissing. Is that...
They're just kissing.
No.
They're just kissing.
No. They're
I've not seen boobies. I've not seen upstairs outsidesies.
I haven't seen... Oh.
There's some scar touching now.
What is that?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it... Days of be fucking...
I did not see this.
I don't remember this.
This was in the YouTube version. Look at this. An hour and 43 minutes. This was right in the middle of it. And they're like, oh, yeah.
There's a YouTube version for free? Look
at this. They're fucking. No, I told you.
He rented it multiple times.
Yeah, no. For $4.
They are fucking. Oh, my gosh. Well, we don't see any penetration. So it's like the body rule.
Can he find it?
They literally just met like twice.
And there's the fire. They even pan towards the fire. It's
what do you mean, okay. Can he find it, Brandon?
Like, does he know?
Yeah, because the sonar, that little thing was quivering. Little kitty was purring so he could see exactly where it was.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
All right.
The visuals, like in the beginning, it was cool that it showed us how to see, but it was so overkill the whole movie. It was like, I don't need to keep saying it.
We stick to our format. We got sidetracked hardcore.
We don't have to stick to a format.
How shitty would it suck? Like, you go blind and the only thing you see moving forward is PlayStation 2 graphics. From that moment on, like, that's the only thing you can see. It's like this shitty CG. I thought it was fucking funny. Anyway, Daredevil. Honestly,
Red Batman.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen, but it went remarkably quick for me. No, I did not watch it on 1.25 or 1.5 speed. I watched it 1:1 speed. It went remarkably quick. I was laughing at parts that were not meant to be funny. Overall, I had an amazing time, but not for the reasons I think they wanted me to have an amazing time. It is one of those movies, sit around with friends, have a good time. It's worth a watch. But God, it is such a shit movie. It's probably one of the worst superhero movies I've ever seen in my entire life. It makes Thor the Dark World look competent. Anyway, Daredevil. Not sure why you guys wanted us to review this so bad. It was really funny. It was really, really funny. Ben Affleck could not act worth a shit in this movie. Horrible acting.
Was he always bad or he was just bad in this?
I think everyone was bad in this. I will say Michael Clark Duncan as Kingpin.
Yeah, I like that.
I did enjoy that. Yeah. I did enjoy that. Bullseye, fucking hilarious.
No. He was terrible.
He was terrible, but he was fucking hilarious because of how terrible he was. Everything he did was so fucking stupid, and I couldn't stop laughing at it. Like I said, I laughed, but not for the right reasons. It's weird. No, this is not a good movie. It's a terrible movie, but it's a lot of fun because of how terrible it is. That's my opinion on it. I'm going to let Clinton go because you could tell he was really hyped about Bullseye. What did you think of Daredevil 2003?
I'd seen this movie before, but maybe it was just because I was younger that I didn't think it was as bad. But And I knew it was bad then. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't like it then. But, man, this one is so cringy to watch.
Yep.
And there's so many disconnects of, like, when he meets Elektra and they're in the park and she's like, you sure you're blind or you fight good for a blind man? And then continues to fight her. And I'm thinking, there's no way she would believe now that he's blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just this like dismissed, like that he purposely in public does things that you,
I think this movie broke your mind. I think this movie completely broke your mind. You're like almost stunned.
Wow, I don't remember it being so out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Because then two people could put together that he's Daredevil. Because the whole thing's supposed to be that he's blind and he's a lawyer and he helps people. And then this vigilante at night, no one would ever suspect that's him.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, you would. Because he's doing this crazy, incredible feats in broad daylight at a playground with a girl. And like...
Oh, that sounded weird. But yeah.
You know, with a lady.
Incredible feats. A woman at a playground. So, yeah. That's what gets you barred from playgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I forgot John Favreau was Foggy.
Foggy.
I'd forget.
Well, it's funny because Bullseye is Colin Farrell, who ends up being the Penguin in The Batman. And
yeah.
And Batman v Superman, Batman, Daredevil, Ben Affleck. So there's a Batman, there's a Penguin in here. Kind of crazy if you think about it.
They whitewashed the hell out of it. And then they made Michael Hart Duncan Kingpin. So they flipped that. But you cannot convince me that Jennifer Garner is Greek.
Her last name was Nachos. So.
And what's more Greek than Nachos?
Thank you. Thank you. Amy, what did you think, Daredevil? Was it worth all the recommendations?
Okay. First of all, I want to say that originally Kingpin was supposed to be black. When he came out in 1960, I'm going to say three, but it might have been seven, and I just can't. But they thought that it would cause backlash because that was in the middle of the civil rights movement, and so they didn't want to have a black villain. So they did turn him white. So kind of going back to his origins here. And this director did get backlash because, my Kingpin's white, whatever. Shut up. They can be any color they want to be. Like, Michael Clark Duncan fit that role perfectly.
Yeah, he did really well in that role.
Yeah.
He was, that whoa. He wee-wee-wee-wee in that whoa.
I really liked him. He was one of the rare bright spots that were intentional.
Yeah. But I remember really liking this movie when it came out. Because it came out after Spider-Man, and I loved Spider-Man. I thought this was really cool. And I remember watching this movie and being like, oh my god, they're like star-crossed lovers. It just could never be together. Just like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember liking his brutality. Like, I was a different kid back then. I was like, yeah, fuck him up, like, break some kneecaps. Like, I was angry.
Favorite fucking thing in the entire world is when the kid version of him, like, starts, like, whipping him with his cane, but it, like, barely touches the bully's face.
Yes.
So bad.
My favorite part was, like, that ain't the lot at the end of the tunnel you see. It's a train. Ready for the sea view or whatever he says out there. I was like, oh my god, this is bad. You know what I'm talking about? Where he's left on the subway tracks?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know
god. Exactly
what you're talking about.
Okay. So now watching it, after I watched it last night, this is not a bad movie in my opinion. I didn't hate it. There were a lot of things about it that I hated. But overall, I didn't hate this movie.
You're crazy.
I would rather watch this than probably any other DC movie except for Shazam and the Suicide Squad.
Squad, yeah. Wow.
However, I would probably rather watch Cocaine Bear, but beside the point. I feel like it fits what Daredevil was. It doesn't hold up in a lot of places, but I mean, it's okay.
Did you not like, just see the sex I scene? Did you not see the sex scene I showed you? He was holding up. I'll tell you that.
Well, good for him.
Holding her up on his penis.
Now, do I have some issues that have to do with my femininity? 100%. Yes, I definitely have some issues. But like, I think for the time, and even looking back on it, like I'm not mad at it.
Spider-Man was out at this time.
Yes. Spider-Man came out in 2002.
Correct.
But I have not seen the Netflix series.
There's a Netflix series?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did we review the wrong thing that people want? Did they want us to review the actual TV show? Oh, we're fucked.
Oh, shit.
There's a pissed off listener right now like, yes, you dumb fucks! Sorry.
But no, I haven't seen that, but I have seen Charlie Cox in, spoiler alert, other Marvel properties.
Marvel Studios properties.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in She-Hulk.
Oh, I was trying to, like, if...
If you haven't watched She-Hulk by now, that's on you. Also, watch She-Hulk. No Way Home. Let me save you the trouble.
That's rude. That's anti-feminist.
It's not. It's not a good show. It has nothing to do with if it's a woman or not.
Mm. I liked it. Not the best, but it's good. It's good.
It's fine.
It's not great.
Okay. But, so I've seen Charlie Cox's version in other MCU properties. But like from what I've heard about the show, he is gritty and brutal, and that's what this movie gave me. And I wasn't mad at it.
I think your version of gritty and Clinton and I both gave you a side eye when you said that, but hey, that's fine.
There were times that it made me queasy.
Yeah, this is like if Mickey Mouse was fighting people.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, yeah, maybe we have different views.
Okay. It took everything in me. Everything in me not to Google Rotten Tomatoes because I was dying to know what this scored. I did not look it up. I'm going to guess 23%.
I was going to say 21.
Critics gave it a 43%.
Holy shit. I am shocked it's that high. I am absolutely, even for back then, because it's just extremely hokey, extremely poorly acted. It's just... it's not good.
Ben Affleck's acting is so bad in it.
It's one of the
especially
worst.
When the close-up scenes where he's like saying the things in the mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his facial expressions just feel...
You can't see his eyes.
Huh?
When he's Batman, you can see his eyes. When
no, I'm talking about his the way he does his mouth and like the way he talks. And he's like, yeah. He does these weird facial expressions.
His mouth is constantly
weird.
Like, I don't know. It's weird.
You know what I mean?
That's just how Ben Affleck talks.
No.
No, I don't think so. Purposeful. Yeah. He does like the side laughs and stuff. And he goes back to like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Hey, he's not.
You'll know what I'm talking about if you watch it.
He's not the bad guy.
I did watch it and I don't know what you're talking about.
Not you.
Okay. Okay. Cool. So the audiences gave it a 35%. And now hold on to your butts. All right. IMDb gave this a 5.3. And 63% of Google users like this movie.
63. I'm shocked it's that high.
63.
But there is a certain charm to it. Like I said, watch it with friends. Don't watch it by yourself. Watch it with friends. That's how I would recommend this movie. Watch it with friends.
Like watch this and then watch the show Friends and then watch this and then watch the show Friends.
Clinton, swear to God, just let me have one thing.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'll be out of here soon.
Nice things.
Thank fucking God.
We just recorded our last pre-show with the three of us.
Sad times. Yeah.
It was a fun time, though. I had a good time.
I thought it was a good time. It was an amazing pre-show. I hope you guys liked it. It was one of my favorites we ever recorded. So
Daredevil.
Daredevil. Okay. So I took notes. No, I'm not going to go in chronological order, Clinton, I promise. But there's just a lot of things I had to take notes on because it was just so funny to me. Electro Nachos was a big thing. After they show Elektra, immediately they cut to Michael Clark Duncan's Kingpin. But I didn't know that's who they cut to because as soon as you see Elektra, Jennifer Garner, and she's a very attractive woman, it flips to Dirty Dog. Dirty Dog. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm an outlaw. And I'm like, what the shit? What is that? Like, that's such a weird song to pivot to right after showing Jennifer Garner. I thought that was interesting. So I made a note.
The music does date it too quite a bit.
The music is early 2000s. Oh my God. There's a fight scene where Nickelback pays. Nickelback
that's
plays.
That's the cool version of Nickelback.
I was saying Nickelback pays instead of Nickelback pay. Fuck. That is a tongue twister for me. Anyway, Nickelback is playing the entire time during this like shootout in this club or this bar. And I'm like, Nickelback, if that doesn't fucking date it at all, it's bad.
The fact that they had Evanescence playing.
Twice. There's two Evanescence
almost
songs.
Back to back.
Yes! Who the fuck made that decision?
You liked it.
You son of a bitch.
I know.
You liked
I did.
It.
I did.
God.
You know when they approached Evanescence, they were like, oh, yeah, you can, you know, pay us to use a song. Oh, you want to use another one? Sure, pay us again.
Yeah. No, but you got to think that Spider-Man had just come out with Chad Kroeger, who's the lead singer of Nickelback. Like,
Wasn't Spider-Man 2000, not 2002?
2002.
2002.
X-Men was 2000.
X-Men. That's what I'm thinking of. You're
X-Men,
right.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
They had to take the World Trade Centers out.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man.
I'm so high. I can hear heaven.
So fucking love that song, man. And the wake me up inside.
Ah! And she's cutting sandbags from the ceiling that are falling, and no one's there to release them.
From where?
Where the fuck are they releasing from?
I remember that montage. There's so many things in this that like stand out to me from remembering this movie. It was that montage, because it's got to be its whole thing.
Yep.
And then the scene where they like tussle at the playground at the beginning.
When
like,
they're on seesaws,
so
and
random
they're
and out of nowhere.
I love that they're on seesaws just balancing. They're like, oh, shit. Like, I don't know. It's really, really fucking funny.
One of the scenes that stood out in my memory was the rooftop scene. And I think it was because I was angry, but I was also a romantic. And that rooftop scene is just so cheesy. Cheesy, yes. Cheesy as fuck. But it gave that upside down Spider-Man kiss vibe.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Not, yes, it did. Fuck you. No,
not even close.
Because I was like, and he was just like,
they're in the fucking rain and they're kissing. Is that the only draw that you can make? Is Marvel movie rain kiss?
Yeah. I mean, and he's like, I just want to be able to see. Like, this was high school. Back in high school for me, I was like, oh, God, I just want to be seen.
See, okay. Two things. One, I hope Deadpool is the multiverse movie we want, where they bring back all the shitty Marvel decisions. Like Ben Affleck as Daredevil just walks through a portal and he's like, no, not you. And like just fucking hams it up, because that shit would be hysterical. Like would lose it. And he's like, what? And he moves his mouth all weird or something, or they take his mask.
What's rumored, he'll be in it. And so will Jennifer Garner.
Shut up.
That please. They have, yeah.
Please.
It's leaked or rumored that they have signed on to be in Deadpool 3.
I had no idea.
And honestly, if you think about it, with the regret that Ben Affleck has about this movie, he would probably do it if they are going to make a fool of him, because he regrets it too. Kind of like Green Lantern was for Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I was about to say Ryan Reynolds.
This is his Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But okay, so I forgot his first name for a second. I was about to call him Brad Affleck.
Ben,
thank you.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck. So he hated the hair color so much that he had to dye it. And he hated it so much that he avoided mirrors. That was part of the reason that he hated this movie so much, was the hair color. Which, honestly, I thought looked fine on him. Ben Affleck is not my cup of tea. I do not think he's fine. But I think that hair color suits him better than smoking on the side of a building with a Dunkin' Coffee. What?
No, I had
and there was no like build up to his suit or anything. He just got this. He has the suit. Mm-hmm. He leaves his call sign everywhere. Like, he took the time. I think of that subway scene, and then the sound,
the gasoline.
It felt very like, you know, when he fell with the sound. But then when the train comes again to kill the guy, it doesn't bother him.
Doesn't bother.
So like,
and here's
and
the
then
thing.
After the fight, he's going to take some gas.
Can you just imagine him going? You can hear him just like literally, and he's like, okay. And so whoever, if there's someone that has a match or a lighter, this is gonna look really fucking cool.
See, I wouldn't think it was some vigilante. I would think it would be a woman that was going around the city proud of her boobs.
Double D's.
Yeah.
Double D's nuts.
I knew it was coming. But yeah, it's
yeah, not.
It was just so cringe. And like they're like, there's Criminal A. There's the other half of Criminal A. Like, it was like, okay, he got decapitated. That was cool. Not decapitated. He just got completely cut in half. Just
bifurcated. What If by the Shield.
I just watched Scary Movie 3 again the other night.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why that movie?
I love Scary Movie 3. Mm. And I was just on, I think it was on Max. And I was just browsing for something to watch because I wasn't sleepy yet and I wanted something on.
Yeah.
And I turned on Scary Movie 3 because that's my favorite of the scary movies. And there's so many things I love about that movie. But just the Charlie Sheen's character in that movie and the whole thing about... Y'all have seen it, right?
I think so. Is that the... I'm a shit all over these walls, right?
No, that's the second one.
This is
the one that's supposed to be like, no, it's like Signs with Charlie Sheen's one of the main characters, and they make fun of 8 Mile.
I think I saw these movies in high school one time. Scary movie.
Okay.
Movie one,
well, there's two, a three. Part where Charlie Sheen is like Denise Richards, his wife in her life at the time, and she plays his wife in that, and he's flashing back to how she died, and like she's smashed against the tree with a truck and she's split in half. But if they pull the truck out, it'll kill her. Like the only thing keeping her alive is
like the movie Signs, kind of.
Yeah. Well, the cop is trying to explain to him, like, she's split in half, and he's like this, and he pulls out like a hoagie and he like splits it like this way. And she's like, no, like this. And then he pulled out random food and splitting it. And then he was like, how much time do you think I have with her bottom half?
Oh,
I do remember like that. Oh my gosh.
And the part where like the cop comes to talk and the hat keeps getting bigger and bigger as she's leaving. And he's like, the dogs are acting weird. And it shows the dogs like riding tractors on the farm. And
I have seen that one. Oh my gosh.
So funny. Love that movie.
I am possibly also just like kind of, you know, glancing at Big Brother on my other computer every
Amy,
once in a while.
Focus, you're podcasting. But
I am. Well, okay. Well, guess who just popped up on my screen for a Neutrogena ad? Jennifer
Charlie
Garner.
Sheen.
I was going to say Charlie Sheen. I swear to God.
Tiger's Blood. Yeah. The new Neutrogena secret.
Oh, my God.
Tiger's Blood and cocaine.
When she was cast as Elektra, even then, I was like, this is a weird casting choice to me.
Yeah.
Because wasn't she in mostly like lovey-dovey movies?
I have no idea. I don't watch
movies. She was in 13 going on 30. And that's the only movie that I can remember her in right now. She's also in Capital One ads.
Well, now.
Yeah. Good job, Amy. Thanks for talking
about it. Thank you. Those are the credits of Jennifer Garner. You're an alias. She was an alias with Victor Garber, who was also in Titanic.
All right. But yeah, when she takes out the size and she's just all of a sudden just cutting sand, and then all of a sudden she's like, I'm ready to kick some ass. And then another thing, one of Emmy's movie tropes, no one talks it out. She doesn't realize that weird face dude from the looks just like Ben Affleck from the mouth down. And as soon
nose
as she,
down in this, like yeah, nose down shows in this too.
She takes the mask off and like some consistency.
What?
Yeah, some consistency would be nice. Like, you killed my father. Like, nothing. She's like, I'm so sorry. She completely changes. Like,
yeah.
What?
She trusts him, Brandon.
No, but you.
He trusted her, or she trusted him so much that she let him put his pee-pee
there was
inside of her.
Oh, all right.
Inside of me. What is that from?
I don't know.
Well, it might be a hymn.
Okay, so
I hope it is.
I hope it's not. But yeah, no. But anyway, like that didn't make sense. She's like, I saw you kill my father. And now I want to see your eyes when I kill you. And then she flips it up. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That part don't make sense either. She was there when her dad got killed and saw him fighting.
Yep.
What's his name?
Yeah. Bullseye.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
How did she miss that whole fight and that it wasn't him that threw that?
But she tries to shoot him immediately. She's like, blah, blah. Like, I'm gonna take out Daredevil right now. And he starts jumping around and she's like, no, I'm gonna empty this clip on your ass. And blah, 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 blah. And he just keeps jumping around.
His suit is so shiny.
It is too shiny.
It is very shiny.
It is too shiny. It looks like
that was another thing of the era though.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
didn't
have a
shiny. No, it wasn't. Was not.
It's pretty shiny.
What the fuck are you? You're rewriting your own history.
Yeah, that's your brain lying to you.
I will say though,
Green Lantern was shiny.
Green Goblin was a little shiny.
He was shiny.
Yeah.
Well, he's supposed to be in a metal suit. This is like just shiny leather.
It is very dominating.
It literally looks like someone like took a vacuum and like airtighted him, and he just was like, all right, fuck yeah, let me go jump around buildings now. I did like the intro where there was with the Braille writing. Oh, that was cool.
Although, that intro, oh my god, the CGI was terrible. I did read today that
it gave me X-Men 2000 vibes and Spider-Man 2002 vibes, like the opening did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But the rat at the beginning was very completely CGI'd because they couldn't get an actual rat to perform. They did try. Also, I'm sorry, I heard it after I said it. They couldn't get the rat to do what they wanted.
It took me everything not for me to just like yell into the mic from laughter. I like had to like hold my mouth shut. That was really funny. Sometimes I purposely try not to laugh, so listeners.
Kevin Feige's attached this too. I think we get.
Yeah, he is.
We got a.
I think Kevin Feige's going back to his roots with his latest storytelling. I feel like he's like trying to get back into that Daredevil 2003.
Yeah, we praised him for a while, and then I forget about all the shit stuff he was involved with before.
Blade, Daredevil.
But he wasn't the head of it.
No. He was a producer, though, wasn't he?
He was assistant producer.
Okay. Gotcha. But yeah.
Working his way up the ranks.
That's it.
He had a lot to do with X-Men as well.
Yeah, he did. He really did. Can we just talk about Bullseye for a second? The worst villain.
Every time he was on screen, I fucking hated him. He is the absolute epitome of like why I go on my rants.
What women want?
No, why I go on my rants about feminist stuff. I hate him. He sucks.
You didn't think he was charming?
No, he sucks everything. He sucks eggs. He sucks balls. He sucks horse shit. He sucks. He sucks.
I love when he gets like a bullet in his hand at the end. He's like, "You took away my hands, bro." Truce.
My hands.
Truce.
It was that. But no, he
I
says,
do feel
my
like
hands,
it was a bit intentional, though, in a church.
He says, "My hands like the guy from Zoolander, the hand model in Zoolander."
What is this? A model for ants? Or building okay, for
well,
ants?
Well, that's not the part I was talking about, but yeah, sure. That's the right movie.
Knew it started with an S, though.
And he was about to defeat Daredevil just like Spider-Man did Venom.
In a clang, church.
Clang, clang.
Oh, that bell. That bell rang-a-lang.
Well, oh my God, did they try? Did they try again with Spider-Man 3 and then just fail? Ah, okay, here's a question. Which one's better, this or Spider-Man 3?
Spider-Man 3. And I hate Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I was invested in the story more of Spider-Man 3. I think Spider-Man 3 would have been better if they would have left Venom out of it and made Sandman the main.
I disagree. I think you would make a better movie if you didn't make Spider-Man a piece of shit the entire movie. Not just like the entire movie. He's a piece of shit.
And yeah, then but at the end, well, if you take out the Venom aspect, the character and the symbiote on him, it would have been a better movie.
He knows.
Because I feel like the story of Sandman was a good one to tell.
I agree. But he is so unbearable, Spider-Man, in that Spider-Man 3. Because I remember that part where he's like, "Hey." Like, he starts kissing another girl, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Like,
at that bar.
No, yeah. Non-apologetic about it, by the way. And then he talks about himself the whole time. And like, hey, you know.
That's when he's got the symbiote, though. That's the part after he's been exposed to the symbiote. Yes.
Yeah.
That's when he turns into a little douche.
I swear to God, there's a moment where he's a complete douche before the symbiote.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
that
I'm
sounds about right.
I probably. Swear to you. Oh, I'm going to watch it again. I have it. And I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to film that part and be like, he doesn't have the symbiote yet. And he's a fucking dick.
But
Clinton.
The part you just mentioned, that's the symbiote part.
Okay.
Where the music's playing. He's like prancing. He goes in the bar. He kisses
No. It's when he's going to propose to MJ and they're sitting there and she's like, she's so disheartened because she just lost the gig at that place. Like her big break. And all he's saying is like, pressures of Spider-Man's a big one. I know what you're going through. And he only talks about himself the whole fucking time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. He does.
He's such a douche. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I can't even get a word in edgewise. And he's like, Spider-Man's got a lot on him, you know? So, I mean, but I'm doing good. Like, he just is such a dick about it. And she's like, do you even hear yourself? Like, she storms out on him. Like, she's so pissed about it. And then who kissed her? Who kissed Gwen Stacy? He kissed Gwen Stacy before the symbiote. Kissed her. And he's like, why don't you plant one on old Spider-Man? Kisses.
Oh, yeah.
That's before the symbiote.
Interview.
That's
right. Yeah,
that was before the symbiote. She comes over,
that's
rubs.
That ain't Peter.
Yeah. That's what he's just like, who kissed?
You really want to throw people off your scent, you kiss other people in your suit.
She said, too, who kissed Gwen? Was that Spider-Man or was that Peter? You know, because she comes over and starts rubbing his shoulder and she's like, yeah, we're science partners. He's such a good guy. Oh, God, fuck Peter Parker in that movie. He's such a dick.
Yeah.
Zero symbiote dick.
I feel like.
I rest my case.
I feel like this is better than Spider-Man 3. Fight me.
I have more. I had more joy watching this than I do Spider-Man 3. I hate Spider-Man 3, but I still think it's a better movie. As weird as that sounds, I just think it's a hard movie to be invested in because so many unlikable characters.
And how many pans of Ben Affleck on a rooftop in this movie do we have in the suit?
Not
427. I counted them.
No, 428. Remember that one time at 2 hours and 17 minutes and 16 seconds?
You had the director's cut, man.
I did. I also got that peen cut.
You got the sex cut.
I did.
They met twice and he's like obsessed with her.
Dude, that was the shit that got me when I was a kid. I was like, that's what love is. You meet somebody and then you're obsessed with them. Is that not how the real world
works? It really feels like sixth graders wrote the movie. It really
does.
It feels like love through a sixth grader's eyes. It's like, yep, when I was 12, this is definitely like, oh man, you just walked in and I fell in love and now I can see you because of the rain. Now let's fuck. By fire.
For this being a movie about someone who's visually impaired, I do feel like Jennifer Garner's looks were a highlight. This is one of my big gripes. Jennifer Garner's looks were a huge highlight of the movie, like to the point where she says stuff like, I wanted to look good for you tonight. And like, he says, like, when he does have the rain falls down, I'm singing the Hilary Duff song in my head now.
Sing it. It's a good one.
Okay, anyway. But yeah, when the rain does fall
and
he sees her, he says, oh my gosh, you're beautiful. Which I thought it would have been funnier if he was like, oh my God, you're hideous.
Or he's like, oh, well. He just ghosts her after that. He's like, not my type.
I think that would have been a funny joke, but no. But there's so much given to her looks in a movie that had room to not be about looks. But also, oh my God.
Oh, Favreau just rubbed statue tits in this movie too.
Yes, eagle statue tits.
That's
it was an eagle.
Yeah, and he was...
That had tits.
And then he acts like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Like, what the... A sixth grader wrote this movie. Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
But...
Mm-hmm. But...
When we had the conversation...
No, boobs. He was rubbing boobs.
Yes, okay. Boobs. When we had the conversation about boobs and titties, Jennifer Garner has boobs.
Would they be called...
And they are perky and beautiful and like, oh my gosh, her boobs, how are they so perfect?
Well, the movie, first of all, they're going to do whatever they need to those bad boys to get them perky.
Here's the quote you were talking about, Emmy. The only reason I got dressed up is to look beautiful for you. I wish you could see me. And Daredevil does not say, hey, no. You don't have to do anything to it. No, all he says
it's okay,
is...
okay, I can feel you, Hong Kong.
All he says is, me too. I know. I wish I could see you too. Like,
okay.
Which was kind of a shitty thing for her to say. Like,
but that was before the hashtag Me Too movement. So it's not as shitty now. It's not as shitty then as it was.
No, but like she's like, I only got dressed up to look good for you. I wish you could see me. And he's just like, yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah, it's so insensitive for her to say.
Yeah.
She basically is like, I wish you weren't blind.
Yeah. And like, he's like, fuck, that does kind of suck.
You could see me.
Yeah, because I am looking beautiful for you. I wish you could fucking figure it out. And he's like, yeah, me too.
And like, his response could be like, I don't need to see you. I know.
That's what I was hoping he would say. Smart
and beautiful. And
he said, I can smell you.
Oh, when God, he walks up to her and smells her.
Oh, yeah, that was, oh my God.
Sixth grader.
No.
Sixth grade Emmy's watching this. She's like, hey, fuck yeah, smell her. Yeah.
No, it was, I don't remember that part, but.
No,
you know what? I probably was like, oh my God, that's so romantic. He knows her sin. She's probably wearing Abercrombie 8 from Abercrombie and Fitch. And she's the only girl in the world who wears that.
Anyway, yeah, so there.
I probably absolutely was. And I also thought it was really fucking romantic whenever he looked up at the sky and was like, it's going to rain. And she's like, no, it's not. No, the temperature dropped. I can feel it.
The temperature dropped 2 degrees. It's totally going to happen. And then it rains immediately. And it doesn't like.
Drip, no, it don't
drip,
drizzle.
It's like drip, 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 rain. It's just immediate shower opened. Pouring down rain on them. They're just staring up at it like so fucking dramatically. I can see little Amy going, Oh, fuck yeah. This ring is crazy.
This is so romantic. Oh, my God. All I want is for a guy to look at me and fall madly in love with me. And then we're going to kiss in the rain and be in love forever. Listen, I was a simple child. I was an angry child, but I was a simple child.
Love and
violence. Now here I am, and I'm like, fuck men. Give me my cats.
The pre-show was all about drama in her house, and I just assumed it was about cats, and that's what it was about. Okay. So, by the way.
What did you think when Bullseye flipped that thing out of his mouth, the paper clip, in the airport? He's like, wasn't that weird?
It was very weird. Yeah.
Everything that he did was weird, and everything he did, I hated.
My favorite fucking part.
Hit him when the glass falls. And he catches it all stacked and shoots it.
And it's all perfectly cut. Like, they're all perfectly fucking cut.
The way to avoid getting hit by something shooting straight at you is to stay in the center of sight and just do flips.
Flip backwards. It's a Power Rangers technique. It's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie technique. Just backflip. Like,
they're not going to hit you if you're... And you're not even moving direction. No. You're staying in the same direction. Center of sight.
But if you're like standing like this and then you flip back, it does kind of, so in the moment it can.
Yeah. But if it keeps going, it's going to hit your leg.
No,
it's going to hit something. There's a moment, Brandon.
No,
fuck off.
Fucking Daredevil, bro.
Statistical probability of him not getting hit by one of those at some point was very,
very low, but not impossible. Low. Not impossible.
Wink, wink, it's not impossible.
Okay. By a regular guy. But this is Bullseye.
Yeah, and he never misses. My fucking favorite part is literally he runs out of his little ninja stars, and he's like, shit, bro, I got to break some glass now. That was immediate, like right afterward. He gets the broken glass, and
he does it dramatically. He like flips up and kicks it and lands back down to catch it.
Why didn't you just flip and kick him in the face or something? Why didn't you just try that? He's like, no, I need
what was Daredevil doing the whole time he was doing this?
You know, Daredevil's like, oh, fucking, that's fucking rad, dude.
Pretty.
Wow.
Holy. Wow. Holy shit.
You should be at Cirque du Soleil, man.
Where the fuck did he get the fucking bullseye on his forehead? I know it's comic related, but it looks fucking stupid as hell. Like, it's very on the nose, if you know what I mean. Like, my name's Bullseye, and I got a bullseye on my forehead. Get it?
I don't know.
At least made it a tattoo or something.
I don't know if you could tell, but it is Colin Firth who plays Bullseye, and they actually sat him down and put prosthetics.
Not Colin Firth.
Colin Farrell. Oh, shit. I get my Kevins and my Collins confused.
You're shitting me. I thought you were telling a joke that you hadn't got to yet. You really
No. I get my Collins and my Kevins confused.
Colin Farrell.
Kevin Spacey and...
This maybe made me want to go get a colonoscopy.
Get him out of my life immediately. Just eject him from my asshole, like completely.
Yeah.
I will say, it blows my mind that Colin Farrell... It's the same act. I would never see this guy again, ever. And he is actually remarkable in a lot of movies. He is a talented
He's great. Actor. And that's what makes me think the cast in this movie was not bad. I think the writing done them this way.
And the directing.
And the producing.
The director was like, hey, say this really fucking stupid.
Yeah, be cheesy here.
Yeah, because there's too much talent here for it to just be so shitty.
And he's also a magician.
Well, yeah.
Like when he did the paperclip with the hand thing like this.
You're still on that paperclip.
It made me think of this. The thumb detaching.
How'd you do that?
Wow.
What? Your thumb, is it okay, Clinton? Do we need to take you to the hospital? He's literally... My brother could do that shit when I was a little kid, and it fucked my mind up.
Oh, we can't hear the noise, but yeah.
That one used to flip me out. When people would like flick their nose and act like they were breaking it, but they were just flipping their nail on their tooth.
Yeah. I think my favorite line of writing was when Daredevil took down Bullseye and said, Bullseye.
He lands on a car. It's not even like a target. He just lands on a fucking car. He's like, Bullseye. Fuck yeah. God, it's so bad. This movie. Anyway.
He kills anybody and then...
I'm not the bad guy.
And then the one guy he should kill the whole time. He don't.
Right.
Here's
I'll agree with that.
The one that has all the power and money in the city.
Sequel. Potential sequel. Also, here's the thing, too. when a kid is crying and really visibly upset and like fucking distraught at what he's seeing, you don't just go over to him and be like, I'm not the bad guy. Like, it's not
what you say is stop being a little pussy. Don't be a little titty baby.
Quit being a titty baby, you bitch. And then see if you don't shut the fuck up.
Also knew when he was a kid that he was about to be blinded because they shoved hazard material logos in our faces.
Oh my gosh. 10 minutes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10 minutes.
But like, you never know what the hazard
about
is.
About to happen.
Yeah.
About to happen.
And you're sitting there and you're like, well, fuck. And he's just like, he saw his dad mug a guy. And he's like, what are you doing? And just walks, like runs away. And he can't help but think he may have seen a couple of these hazard things when he was running as well. And like, if it all it takes is just a forklift, just, you know, slice and dice. And don't you think you'll need a little bit better safety precaution? I don't know. OSHA should have been involved long ago.
I was going to say, or they put them in stronger canisters.
I would hope. But yeah, kid's blind.
Gone. It's 2003. Whatever. Is that kid wearing a wig?
I think so. I think so too.
Okay.
I don't pay attention.
His head was weirdly shaped. I'm sorry to the child if you weren't wearing a wig.
Yeah, you got a weird
and your head is just shaped that way.
Got a weird shaped head. It was Billy from 4C, the movie. So, yeah, pretty bird. I wish he had a bird.
Let me see who he is now.
You want to see if his head's
still. If his head's so weirdly shaped. Can
we? You want to see what it looks like now.
We're going to get an update on this child and see
if we can make fun of him.
How's that head be doing?
We got something that I don't know why I wasn't expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it. We got it, and it was like almost a moment where I teared up. We got a Stan Lee cameo.
Yes, when they were crossing the street, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stan Lee was about to walk in front of traffic.
Traffic.
And Matt stopped him.
Good job, Matt.
It was nice.
I'm trying to find him when he's older. It seems like he was just a kid actor, and then he just peaced out.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to Scott.
Same,
not what you do.
He's the same age as us. He's apparently his height is 5'4", but I don't know if they just stopped tracking him when he was a kid or if that's really his height now. Because it says age 36 years old, height 5'4".
5'4".
And I'm like, well, maybe
he's you can't find like adult pictures of him. I put Scott Tara now and it's still just young.
Well, we don't want porno. Adult pictures of okay.
Right. You need to stop.
Something else that I told you guys that there were multiple times that I got like I had the ick. Like it was like the blood, the whatever he
kicked
out.
Don't start saying that.
The icks.
The icks.
Yeah, don't icky. What's an ick for you? Don't be that person that says you have icks.
I ain't fam bit.
Oh, hate it.
But no, I was grossed out. I was queasy multiple times. For example, when the dagger went through Electra's hand, queasy. When she started to pull it out, almost threw up. Whenever Daredevil kicks out Kingpin's knees, wanted to vomit.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up.
A lot of the blood, not okay.
Was this rated R or PG-13?
It's PG-13.
Huh.
And they kept it at PG-13 by doing something that I read about today. I know that they didn't show, you know, when Elektra gets stabbed and they don't show the dagger going through the back of her jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That was because back in the comics, they couldn't release them if it showed people getting stabbed all the way through.
Oh,
so that was like a wink and a nod back in the day in the comics. But no, something else that made me uncomfortable was that the sensory deprivation chamber that he
I've seen people do that, and you almost like hallucinate a little bit from it because
I want to do it really bad.
It's such an absent-minded, like you literally are in just darkness. I've heard people say they can hear their blood flowing through their body. It's that quiet. Like they can.
It's quiet, and you're in room temp. You're in body temperature water, so it feels like you're floating.
Yeah,
you don't feel the water on you.
It is. I couldn't listen to my internal organs like that without freaking the fuck out. I think that would just bother me because that stuff gives me the ick too. Sorry, Clinton.
I think I could do it like in real life, but the way that he had it was like an iron coffin.
It really was a coffin. Yeah.
Is like, that in like the comics with him? Because I don't know where that fucking came from.
Has to be. I can't imagine.
Did Daredevil sleep in a tank? The comics.
In a tank.
Oh, the queasiness for me whenever he pulled a tooth out when he's in the shower. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my God. Do not. No.
So he couldn't hear anything is why he slept.
I get why it makes sense for the character, but just it looked like a Dracula coffin that locked from the outside.
It's only in the movie. It doesn't look like there's any comic book.
Yeah, I don't see anything either.
Huh.
What a weird choice.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense though, to their credit. Like, because he's sensory overload so much.
It does, yeah.
I can actually get behind it.
It does make sense, yeah. And it doesn't make sense that it wouldn't be addressed in the comic. Mentioned, but we haven't gone in depth to Foggy.
That's John Favreau. Oh, or John Favreau is Foggy.
God,
I thought he was
what
good.
What a fucking fantastic part of this movie.
Yeah.
You cannot convince me that that's not Happy Hogan.
It's definitely it's the same character, but it works in both ways. And I really.
It is canon in my head that Happy Hogan worked with Matt Murdock and then became the forehead of security for Tony Stark. And then
it would still work for sure.
In Spider-Man No Way Home, did they not make any wink or nod to this movie? With Charlie Cox's Daredevil and John Favreau also being there? Because they met in that movie.
They did, but they never. Spoiler alert. I don't think they ever made a wink and a nod to it. But that would be if they did.
They fucking should have. Because that would have been phenomenal.
I think they want to forget this movie happened.
I mean, I feel that, but like.
You know, because like were we really clamoring for it until we just watched it just now? It's not like we watched
Spider-Man. Like the Hulk movie? Just pretend it didn't happen.
Like Spider-Man No Way Home, we weren't sitting there going, you know what would have made this better if Favreau would have acted like he knew fucking Daredevil?
Nobody remembered that Favreau was in it.
I forgot.
That's my point.
Because the Daredevil show on Netflix.
There's a show on Netflix? Foggy.
Yeah, I love him.
Fuck, I didn't know.
Who is it?
I forget his name, but he plays him very well.
I can see him. No, it's not John Favreau.
Is it Happy Hogan? You can't convince me otherwise. Happy Hogan and Foggy are the same.
He has crossed universes before anyone else.
Yeah.
All right.
And most of the places that I laughed at were because of Foggy.
Me too. There was once or twice I actually laughed. And it wasn't even like a cackle. It was just like a, kind of laugh.
Can I ask why he just put the mustard in the dude's drink? Like, why?
Because he was rizzing him. God, I am too cool.
I'm going to go pee.
Okay, you're old. Yeah. So, no. Like, that part of it didn't make any sense to me. Like, in any context, if he catches you, what does it prove? If he doesn't catch you, what does it prove?
I was about to say, Charlie, good Lord, Daredevil had just said something, like, not very nice to... It was, like, in revenge for something that Matt Murdock had just said to Foggy.
Okay, well, that seems just like an odd choice of revenge. I mean, it's just, like, totally douses... drink and mustard. And he's obviously
it's kind of rude to do to somebody who's visually impaired,
right? And also he's been around Matt Murdock, I would assume, enough at this point where he probably knows he's kind of aware of things, and he's got a he drank it. This is where I get hung up on stupid shit sometimes, because for the plot it's for him to spit it out and have that moment, and there's the humor of him when he introduces himself to Elektra. It's all a plot device. I get it. But from a logical standpoint, my brain can't get on board. Like, why would Foggy be such a dick right there? Like, that doesn't make any sense. They seem like they're better friends than that. So
I don't think that's really that much of a dick move. Honestly, too,
ruining my like coffee. If I'm sitting at a coffee shop and someone poured mustard in my, I would be like, dude, we're gonna wrestle.
Foggy didn't pour coffee in his
mustard.
Mustard in his coffee.
He didn't pour coffee in his mustard.
Matt did it to himself.
You didn't hate it. All right.
I didn't hate it. No, I didn't hate it. The playground fight scene.
We've talked about this.
We have. Do you want to know how long it took to shoot that stupid ass King fight scene?
The best scene in the whole movie?
That I kind of honestly liked, because that was prior to
honestly it having was, it was the worst like, movie. It was the one of the worst parts of the entire movie.
Made no yeah, point. And it felt out of place, like out of nowhere.
But
I felt like they should have sung and danced.
But
like when they
were, yes. Yeah.
But I'd be down for that. But she won.
Did you see? Sorry.
But she won.
How is that excuse a poor ass scene?
It doesn't completely excuse a poor ass scene.
It doesn't partially excuse it. It's dumb. No matter who wins.
No, yeah.
And kids watching a visually impaired guy, and they're like, fight, fight, fight. Like, what?
There's that was weird. Okay. That was definitely fucking weird. Yeah, kick that blind dude's ass.
I don't understand it. There's also a funny part when they're on the rooftop, and this is not a part where it feels like sensory overload. It just feels like you can hear people getting mugged down below. And he's listening, and then she's like, what, Matt? What? Matt? What?
I have to go.
And I'm like, can't you hear? There's people down there. Like, this is not one of those points where it looks like, oh, I have heightened senses, so I'm hearing it. He's like, no, I'm just realizing people are in trouble down there. And she's like, hey, fuck that. Pay attention to me.
Daredevil has heightened senses, and Elektra has dumbed down senses.
Why is that, Clinton? Why is that?
Because she's a woman.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted you to say it out loud.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Somebody clip that and send it to his job.
No, did you guys see that?
Oh my god,
that was the joke. did you? This is off topic, but you brought up this should have been a musical scene.
Yes,
it smelled like that.
The playground.
Did you guys see the What If episode season 2 list coming out?
I have not.
Is there? Oh my gosh, is there a What If the MCU was a musical? Please,
no.
Please,
there please, is. Please? There is a What If Wanda grew up on musicals instead of sitcoms.
You know. That Emmy's gonna have a fucking field day with that.
Mm-hmm. I thought of Emmy immediately.
It's gonna be my least favorite.
This is probably gonna be a musical episode. It has to. Wanda's
and it,
ass we're gonna and review singing. The MCU in song.
You know, it's also gonna be like all these Disney musicals that they have the rights to that they can play. Like that's and they're gonna do it. Oh god.
Have fun with that one, guys.
Fuck that.
I can't wait.
That's when the podcast is done. It's over.
It will never be done. That's the holiday season. We can have jingle bells in the back.
You
what?
Have zero tone. You have no reference to.
Thank you.
Once or again, you have no couth either. It has nothing to do with your singing.
I sang happy birthday to my ceramic cat in my classroom 3 times with 3 different classes today. Nobody said anything about my pitch. Bitch.
Because they think you're batshit.
They probably do. It's fine. They all sang with me, so we're all batshit together.
You know those teachers, though? We all had them there. It was like, oh, is she all right?
Had fun with them.
You did. They were the fun ones. I am a fun one.
Are you a fun one?
Although I did realize today that like if a kid isn't meeting my expectations,
Here it is. I told you, Clinton.
I will say, that's not it.
Oh no. That's so Clinton's like, yeah, I could see him just turning into rage, just thinking, oh, if I was your student, I'd be
usually that will
that'll help their development for sure, Emmy.
Well, no, usually that'll
that's not it.
They know what I'm talking about. That's not it. But I won't.
You sound like that abusive person. It's like, no, no, no. It's not like that. Like she understands that it's this way, but like, you know, they get it. I'm like, no, this is probably terrible to do. No, they get it. We understand each other.
I mean, sometimes that usually it helps. Mm. That's not it. Okay. Anyway, sorry. I asked you guys, how long did that playground scene take to film?
2 weeks.
Oh, damn. Clinton, I was also
I don't know. I didn't look that up.
Oh, well, it was 4 days that took. This was also one of my huge gripes of the movie. Fucking no means no. Following a woman and being like, I'm going to wear her down. Or like, oh, she'll get to love me. Like, no.
It was so
fucking
creepy.
No means no. Don't follow a woman and be like, oh, well, eventually.
You didn't say no. Say yes. She said, I didn't give you my name.
Yeah, which means I don't want to.
No means no, but I didn't give you my name does not mean no. She was being a little flirty with him. Come on now.
Like a little. And then they fought. I'm sorry. It gave
they
me.
Were, come on. She was, they were both flirty in there.
A little bit.
No, don't follow her. No, she literally says, I don't like being touched. And he said, tell me what you do like.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's creepy.
Yeah, that part. But yeah.
my notes here, my notes were, huh?
Yeah.
So that was all I had.
Yeah, I do feel like it's a trope of rom-coms from around that time that it was like, she said no to me this time, but she'll learn to love me. Like, oh, well, if I just do enough stuff for her, like I'll wear her down. Like, no, just fuck off and find somebody else.
Here's my notes. Mustard smells chick before she walks in. What? I don't like being touched. Tell me what you do like, huh? Take off the jacket at the same time, seesaw, he catches her. What is going on? Flips, fight, a woman and a blind man. Weird.
That's yeah, I'm with you.
The name of a book.
Get that part.
Yeah, that whole fucking thing. That was my notes. But the fight was the kids going, fight. Like, it was like, what the shit? What is happening? What is... Not one kid was saying, whoa, what the fuck, guys? This is kind of...
Maybe you should just talk this out.
Yeah. Also,
not just the kids, but like adults walking by on the sidewalk.
Not giving a fuck.
I guess it's New York.
It's Hell's Kitchen, apparently. Like, shit just hits the fan in Gordon Ramsay's restaurants. Because it was just, I don't know, fucking nuts.
Something that I didn't think I would find funny, that I, by the second time, did find funny. Mm-hmm. Was John Favreau saying, as your attorney in the matter, and then giving his advice, and I am going to employ this into my real life from here on out.
You're not an attorney, so the joke makes zero sense.
Well, as your attorney in this matter, I'd shut your fucking bitch-ass mouth.
All right. Well, there it is. All right. So, also...
I'm sorry. That was really aggressive.
Oh, it always is. It always is. So, the baton goes through Elektra's father's chest, and it's right before she's like... And they're dancing together and he's like, what? And she goes, I'm sorry, I'm just, anytime something happens, yeah, I'm waiting for something bad to happen. And so I was like, oh, here we go. And he's like, nothing bad is going to happen. Fucking stabbed in the head right after. Someone gets stabbed in the head and her father gets stabbed in the chest, and then Evanescence plays and she's like, I'm gonna get revenge. And he's like, it won't make the pain go away, I know. It's just every shitty early 2000s trope is in this block of time. And it's so bad. And then, anyway, the cane stabs through. The dude's like, hey, I want that cane analyzed. So Kevin Smith shows up. Fucking Silent Bob.
I was going to bring him up.
Yeah, Silent Bob's like, oh, shit. Well, yeah, no, I didn't reveal everything. Look at this. Whoa, it extends. Now are you convinced?
So do I.
Yeah. And he's like, oh. Fuck, that's a cane. Who else?
Why is he out here using the same thing as he uses for his cane?
Kind of dumb.
Gotta find and him. The color shadings match everything. His sunglasses, his cane.
Everything.
His hair.
And his hair. He's very color oriented. That's awesome. I'm colorblind. I could never figure that shit out.
But I will give it to him there at the end. Like, he could do all that he wants. No one's going to believe he's there. In a plausible story. In this, they would, because he's out here doing flips on seesaws and shit. But
it's so funny.
In his attorney clothes.
Even after all the crazy shit he's done and how, like, pretty much a normal life he's leading and everything, Michael Clark Duncan's still like, what? You? You're the blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you won't say shit because you don't want to say you got your ass kicked by a blind man at Rikers.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
And Kingpin's like, yeah, shit, you're right. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? No, Kingpin would be like, fucking get that douche. Like that was, it was just so funny.
And he left his fucking mask there. They could run DNA forensics from the hair in the mask.
Anything. No. He's just like, no one will believe you. And you won't say a fucking word. And like in typical movie, like villain fashion, he's like, shit. Yeah, fuck.
You got me.
God, I can't say you got me. You're right. Like, if Clinton kicked my ass, I'd be telling it to everybody, hey, it's Clinton. That's him. I'm not gonna be like, oh, no, no, I don't want people to know Clinton King, man. Fuck. It just is so stupid. I'm sorry.
Ego, pride to the max. Oh, I can't be known that I got beat up by a blind guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I want to look in the father's, I want to look in the eyes of my father's killers, father's killer. I told you that part. And then she literally cries, sorry, wait. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't change anything. He has to pay for what he's done. And then she's like, I don't want to lose you again. And like, they're like having this really touching, heartwarming moment. Did she die at the end of this movie? I was kind of confused. Or is she coming back to life?
I did not have this question answered.
Yeah.
And I think it was because I was like, I don't want to ruin the star-crossed lovers for me. This movie was perfect as is. If she comes back, then it's no longer star-crossed lovers.
Yeah, it's just...
And so...
I think she's...
There was a movie that came out in 2005.
I could be wrong, and I think they did this in the show, but in the comics, I think she dies and is resurrected.
Hold on.
Yes, but that is what happens in the movies as well. So in 2005,
I was going to say, Emmy,
two years later, the Elektra comes out with Jennifer Garner, and she's resurrected by necromancers who like mm-hmm. teach her like a kung fu style or some kind of martial arts. Yeah, that's
from the
arts.
Comics.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. I never saw I've never seen this movie. This was my first time.
You guys would really enjoy, they do this in the Daredevil show too.
Mm-hmm.
And the person they cast as Elektra is great because it's more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
And their tension is way more earned. Mm-hmm. Like their interest, but there's tension between them. It's not creepy like it is here. There's like a, right. They don't want to like each other kind of thing. They know it's not good that they like each other. It's not like I'm chasing you and I want you to be my lover. It's like they like each other and don't like that they like each other.
That's awesome.
They do it so well in the show.
Yeah. Well,
I've never seen Elektra, and I think that I stopped myself from watching Elektra because I was like, no, this story was perfect as it was.
You need to probably watch Elektra. I think you're going to be fine. There's a part where literally, okay, so she dies too. And then,
and then Bullseye puts his lips on her lips and is just a non-consensual absolute creep.
Maybe the heebie-jeebies.
Disgusting. Uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
A gripe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elektra dies, and then we see Matt Murdock fight off Bullseye and mm-hmm. Kingpin with his injuries.
Yeah apparently.
Motherfucker, why didn't you stand up and fight for Elektra?
Yeah. He as soon as she dies, he's like, okay, I think I'm good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. I just rubbed some dirt in it. I'm good now.
Yeah, like he falls through the hospital, like he falls into the hospital or into the church and everything. He's like injured and talking to the priest. And then, I'm good all of a sudden.
And it's so funny. He's like, you can't fight like this. And literally he goes, have faith, Father. And then just kicks ass after that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kicks two asses.
Yeah. And then the priest at the end, he's like, yeah, I knew he could. Like, I knew he could kill people. Fuck yeah. Like, it's so fucked up.
Priest out here rooting for the devil.
Literally. And, you know.
I liked, honestly, when he was fighting Kingpin, that Kingpin unmasked him and, like, tried to emasculate him almost. Not even emasculate
him. We talked about a scene where literally Daredevil almost emasculated himself. He was like, basically, like, I know who you are, and I know now you're the Daredevil. And, like, he's like, you won't say shit. You're not going to say a blind man kicked your ass. And Kingpin goes, mm-hmm. drat. Like, almost like,
he got me.
Fuck, foiled. Yeah. Like, so, what?
But he says, what does he say there? What does he say there? He says, there will be blood in the water. And you want to know what that motherfucking
fuck
thing
off,
is from?
Emmy. Fuck off, Emmy.
That's from Iron Man 2.
Doesn't help.
Iron Man 2 hadn't come out yet.
I'm seriously, though, asking, like, what does he being blind have to do with any fucking thing? Like, Kingpin, who has all these connections in this entire, runs the crime in this entire city, and he's like, shit, you're right, I can't say anything now. Like, that's literally where the movie ends, basically.
He would have been smart. It would have made sense if he would have been like, no one would believe that a blind man beat you.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, then
that makes
a pride thing of like, I'm not telling people I got beat up by a blind guy. If he would have just been like,
yeah,
who's going to believe you?
Like, think about this. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, I mean, I would believe because the way he was acting this whole movie when he was.
Yeah.
So fucking walk down the street, you can see this. Like, that would be in the news. Blind man doing a fucking cartwheel on a playground and kicking some chick's ass. Like, that's going to be in the fucking news.
Front page.
And everyone else is like, another day in New York. Like,
yeah, some weird people out here.
Fucking hey, bro. It's bad. Anyway, so, I don't know.
All right, Daredevil is crazy, huh?
It was crazy.
I just got a couple more things to say. First of all, okay, so we shout out Kevin Smith. We got to shout out Meredith Grey herself. Ellen Pompeo played a Karen in this movie. I didn't recognize Kevin Smith, but I recognized fucking Meredith Grey.
Oh, Kevin Smith was right away. He looks just like Kevin Smith. How the fuck did you
know? No, he doesn't. He doesn't look like Kevin Smith anymore.
I didn't recognize it was Kevin Smith either until y'all said something on here, if I'm being honest.
Jesus Christ. Boom. Okay, well, if you watched any of the 90s Jay and Silent Bob stuff, like Mallrats and Chasing Amy.
I did.
Then you're dumb, Clinton and Emmy. Fuck off.
That's rude.
That is very rude.
Yep.
As your attorney.
As your attorney.
Shut your mouth, you punk ass bitch. I loved seeing the old fucking phones and computers. Like, people had Nokias
and the websites. Like, the
old ass Blackberries. Yeah, and the website. And which? Okay, fun fact. Kevin Smith, at the end of his scene, typed into his, like, blog, his, like, cadaver blog or whatever, "I'll drop you like a 3-year-old corpse's testicles if you ... Drop you like a 3-year-old corpse's..."
Yeah, we heard.
Testicles. I'm assuming that the corpse is, like, it's been dead for 3 years.
Did you know there's a penis museum in Iceland?
Yeah, I did.
Never knew that.
Did you know that there's an Iceland museum in my penis?
What? Did not know that either. Guys, by the way, Mark Margolis, I can't see him without... "Heard animals in here, Ventura, scratching around."
Same.
I can't.
He will always be that guy.
Ventura, who is that?
Animals scratching around.
Who is that? And what are y'all quoting?
Satan?
Oh, wait.
Oh, I thought you were someone else.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were someone else. "I heard him in here, Ventura, scratching around." I can assure you, sir. Oh, it's Ace Ventura.
That's from Ace Ventura.
Oh, well, obviously, you said Ventura, so I put two and two together, but who was the person?
Ventura. It's so good.
The guy, Matt Murdock's dad, was... who came in the...
He's like, "Hey, I want you to lose to this fighter."
Match.
Yeah.
That's where I've seen that butt chin before. That was two, wasn't it?
No, it's the first one.
That was the first one.
You had a 50% chance to get it right, and you still fucked it up.
I did.
And the second one is When Nature Calls.
That's when he
was in a city of Miami.
Yes. Oh.
Because the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, and he wears a cowboy hat.
Ernie Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn
is a Finkel.
Yeah. Oh, Einhorn is a man. That movie is so inappropriate.
No, I have. Yeah.
I just love when the dog is over her lips and that it's a mustache and he puts, "Oh, no, it's the hair." And it's long hair on Finkel.
On Finkel.
Oh, yeah. And he used chloroform.
I love those movies. I'm sorry. It's just part of my childhood, I guess. I
watch it on DVD all the time. Well,
the second one's my favorite.
First one's mine.
It even more than the first one.
I'm a first one guy. Yeah.
I like them both, but man, the second one. Bumblebee Tuna. "Your balls are showing." Bumblebee Tuna.
"Do not go in there."
The first one.
Woo! Oh my god, we're just gonna quote all of them. Okay. Oh, good. I knew it started with an S.
Anyway, sorry. I heard animals in their Ventura scratching around.
All right. I hated at the very end whenever y'all are just laughing at Ace Ventura at Jim Carrey. You hear a knock knock joke?
Knock, knock, today.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, Amy.
At the very end, whenever Matt goes to the Olympic where his dad was killed and just says, "This is for you, Dad," and then just drops a rose off. I know you love skydiving.
He has no time to.
What the fuck was that? It wasn't where his dad was killed.
Nothing.
I mean, obviously it was still, it was like the same theater, but like it wasn't like where his body was actually like recovered. It was, I guess he is visually impaired, so like, good Lord. He didn't know he was in on the other side of the building. This is for you, Dad. Boom. Mic drop. Rose, it's not a mic. Rose it's a drop. Rose.
Rose drop. Oh, that's fucking funny.
You should have played Kiss by a Rose right there.
Every rose has its thorn.
Every rose has a thorn. That was another part that I was like, why is there blood here when he crushes the petals?
You know,
He crushes the petals of the rose.
That's when the credits should have rolled.
Has blood coming out.
Oh my God, that credits roll as soon as he drops. This is for you, Dad. Fucking rose drops and then fucking... Every rose has its thorn. And everyone has to get up out of the theater listening to that fucking shitty song at that moment.
Like, what the fuck? How dare you? Guns N' Roses was just in Knoxville. That's them,
They're
right?
Not dead?
No. Slash might be an animatronic.
You know,
but...
Guns N' Roses did not make Every Rose Has. I know they both have Rose in it, Emmy, but Poison.
Oh, wait. Poison. Shit. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of a Guns N' Roses.
Thinking of the band Guns N' Roses.
Yes, and you heard Every Rose Has Its Thorn. You're like, roses, roses. They got to be the same fucking shit.
And in my head, I was like, wait a minute. There's a disconnect because Slash and freaking Brett Michaels are not in the same band.
No, they're not.
And I was like, something's happening here. And I was like, no, that's fine.
I just love that you were like, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. You know Guns N' Roses were in town, right? Fuck yeah.
They were. My friend went to their concert last Wednesday.
Mm, nice.
Yeah. Our friend, excuse me. Clinton's friend, Rachel.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. What other fun facts?
Tuesday. I don't know.
Besides dropping the rose for Jack. Jack Murdoch.
You know, I might have hit everything that I felt like I had to feel.
You know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt like I had to say, is what I meant to say. They kept talking about Fallon, and they're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see Jimmy Fallon in this at all.
That's what you felt in the... Okay. We are heading out, everybody. Thank you. We hope you're finally satisfied. We have reviewed Daredevil. Quit asking us. We did it. Not sure the hype of Daredevil 2003, but hey, you guys wanted us to review it. We did it. Something about a Netflix show that Emmy and Clinton are talking about. Hope we didn't cross things up for you guys. If that's the case, yeah, fuck. Anyway, we'll try next time. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. If you like the show, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We're switching to $1 tiers for everything. It'll help pay our bills and keep the show running smoothly. There's some cool things, old movie reviews on there that are really, really fun. Some pre-shows that are bangers. We had a really fun pre-show for this episode. 30 minutes of us just completely being unapologetically us.
A hoot, some would say.
I the pre-show is my favorite thing to record. I love it. It's always a fun time. So Avengers Podcast, that is on patreon.com. Another thing, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow us on Avengers Podcast. Give us a like, comment, and hang out with us or say hi. Discord's dead. We're gonna put our link out to some social medias next month, I think, because why not? I think, maybe. I don't know. Let's open the floodgates. Let's bring some listeners in.
I don't know that I want the floodgates open.
Oh,
if you guys have negative comments, fucking leave those at home.
We will ban
you. Do not bring them in my Discord.
We will ban you if you're not cool to us. So,
yeah.
We have one rule. If you go to Discord rules, it was like, be cool to Brandon, Clinton, and Emmy. And you can be dicks to anyone else, but just be cool to us. So, yeah.
I think it extends to everybody else, too.
Huh?
I think it extends to everybody else too, doesn't it? Now, after Watergate.
Yeah, Watergate changed everything. You're right.
Yeah.
We put a lot of time and effort into the show. You're hearing just an hour, but we put a lot of time editing, making decisions, and you know, a lot of behind the scenes work. And we're just asking for a moment of your time to consider leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Apple Podcasts, Spotify really, really does go a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show. If you found us by accident, we're happy you listened. We hope you had a good time listening to us. I know we go a little off the rails, but we appreciate it. If you've been listening all along and you're, I've been meaning to leave a 5-star review and I just never have the time. Hey, take a second. Hey, tell your boss you're going to go take a shit, sit on that stall, and leave us a 5-star review and let us know you're taking a shit while you do it. We'd love to hear from you. So yeah, 5-star ratings, really, it's a really great way to support the show, a quick and free way to support the show. And it really does go a long way with us getting eyes and ears, especially with Loki coming up very, very soon, in a couple of weeks, actually. Next week, Avengers Growing Up, Episode 3. It's the first time we're putting it on all podcast platforms, though. Keith will be joining us. So it'll be the four of us talking about old shows we grew up with. So we'll put kind of what we're reviewing, we'll put that on our social media so you can watch along and see if you have any old memories as well. So episode three, four people on it, but episode three of Avengers Growing Up, we're really excited to record next week. And you know, we've done two episodes on our Patreon. They've been a blast each time, and we're looking forward to episode three. It's basically us just reviewing old 80s, 90s TV shows that we grew up on that we really, really love. And we hope you enjoy. So should be a lot of fun. We're going to review four shows from our past, and it should be a good time. So, all right, I've plugged this enough. I hope you're not asleep yet. Wake up. All right, we're heading on out of here. Emmy, you look like you've been dying to talk the moment I started plugging this show.
No, because I found two more things that I need to say.
Oh, the Discord. You could do that in there. Be a nice little teaser.
No, I want to say it here. I want it recorded for all the world to hear. All right. First of all, I had PTSD to low-rise jeans, low-rise pants, because Elektra could not pull her pants up past her pubic bone.
Wow. Okay. That's a word.
Pubic?
Correct.
Pubic. All right. Also, my Alexa, did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, she was having a goddamn field day every time they said Elektra's name.
She's like,
hasn't gone off once while we were recorded, but every single time last night when we were watching the movie, when we're watching the movie.
Her and her cats were watching the movie. Alexa's like, bitch, what? What do you want?
Do you want help?
Are you alive? Are you okay?
Okay. Sorry. Right. I do have... I have a credits name.
What's the credits name, Amy?
Is it now? You want it now?
It's now.
All right. The guy who played our rookie cop is what Betty Ross says when she falls. All right.
Help me, Bruce.
Bruce, my back.
That was all right. That was pretty good. I'll give you that one.
That was pretty good, Amy. Well done.
Thank you. I will be here all week.
We're heading on out. We'll be back next week. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Clinton, Emmy, final words before we call it an evening.
I think Emmy's got something.
Can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core. Which have become so numb. Oh. Without a soul. My spirit sleeps. It gets worse when I get higher. Wait, I'm not high.
I didn't know you were smoking.
I didn't know.
At least get back home. Wake me up inside.